Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Terrence Talks Travel, Uber Adventures. But first, I need to tell you, I'm not Terrence. I'm Sarah Whitford, a friend and colleague, and I've got to tell you, I'm really looking forward to hearing more about this new show. It sounds so exciting. Since this is the first episode, I'm going to interview Terrence, but first, I'd like to tell you a little bit about her. Terrence Zepke has been involved in many aspects of the travel industry, from working in five-star resorts to being a travel agent. She's written hundreds of articles that have been featured in publications such as the Washington Post and Adventure Journal. She's also the author of a dozen guidebooks. She's in demand as a speaker and has been featured on many programs such as Good Morning Show, NPR, Around the World, Travel Channel, and Travel with Rick Steves. And to me, and this is the coolest part, Terrence has traveled to every continent, and she's enjoyed some amazing adventures. Today, she's going to tell us about some of her most memorable travel experiences, and I am pretty excited about this because some of these are questions I've always wanted to ask, but, well, now I actually have an excuse to. So let's just get to it. Terrence, I've got some questions for you. You know I'm not nearly as adventurous as you are, but I always love hearing about your adventures. One thing I would like to know is, out of all the places you've traveled to and all the adventures you've had, what would you say is the most dangerous place you've been to, or, you know, the most dangerous experience you've had?
Oh, Sarah, let's see. That's a good question. I have to say it's kind of hard to narrow down, and I think it's because when you go all over the world to all these remote corners and have all these unusual experiences, you're putting yourself at some risk. There's some things that are out of your control. There was a coup the day we left Fiji, and we had just departed when the government was overthrown and all the buildings were seized, including the airport. So that was a pretty close call. And then there was the time that a tiger circled our tent. And this is a good story, at least, I got out of this. But it was the first night we were at camp, and we were camping up in the Himalayas. And my friend and I's tent was at the farthest part of the camp, away from away from everyone else there. And this tiger, just in the middle of the night, just kept circling. And you could hear him on the leaves outside the tent. You could hear him breathing. Yeah, and it was just, I mean, I was sort of afraid that night I was going to be dinner. So that was kind of a scary thing there. And Israel, when we went to Israel, it was on high alert. There was an incident that happened just before my arrival. And, you know, I knew there was a risk going in because it's Israel. But I weighed the risk and made my decision, and, you know, that was a good trip. So that, but that, again, is, you know, you're putting yourself in a bit of danger there. And then once when we were in Africa, we found out that there were rebels stationed about 50 miles west of our camp. And the funny thing was we were supposed to head in that direction to get to our next camp. But since we found that out, we had to go a lot of miles out of our way just to avoid this area where the rebels were stationed. So it was, and maybe close calls I didn't even know I had, you know. So, but thankfully I'm still here and I'm safe and sound, so I think it all has worked out.
Oh, well, good. So I guess these might qualify as your most unusual travel experience as well.
Well, they're certainly memorable, but I don't think they're the most unusual. They're probably just the most dangerous that I had there. But I think one of the most unique experiences I had was dog sledding in the Arctic Circle. I mean, how many of us get to do that? That's an experience right there, leading a team of dogs in the Arctic Circle. But then, this is where the story gets good, Sarah. I actually lost control of the dogs.
Oh, my.
I lost my team. They left me. You stand on a bar, and you hold a rope, and you control the dogs with the rope. So you're okay as long as you're doing that. But these dogs move really fast. And we went around a really a curve, like really super fast. And I just fell off the bar and into another. And, I mean, yeah, and before I could stand up, because I'm in this bulky snowsuit and big boots, those dogs were gone. And so when they returned to the camp without me, they realized that something had happened there, and so the guy came on the snowmobile and picked me up. But in the meantime, I just got myself up and started walking and heading back. And so, but that was an experience there. And also, probably one of the most memorable or unusual experiences I had was I was on – I don't know if you knew this, but I was on a Russian icebreaker on an expedition to Antarctica.
I did not know that.
Yes, and we crossed the Drake Passage, and at Cape Horn, this is where, I'm sure you know, this is where the cold Antarctic waters meet the warmer waters of the sub-Antarctic, mm-hmm. and they create this thing called the Antarctic Convergence, which I will tell you, Sarah, is the roughest waters in the world.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that was a tough crossing of the Drake Passage, so I will always, you know, that was just a very unusual, crazy wild experience there. And I would say piranha fishing on the Amazon was pretty unusual. And get this, after we had finished, it was about half an hour, the guy told us we could go swimming with the piranhas if we wanted. We thought he was kidding. He was totally serious. He said, all done, full, no worries. Well, I can tell you, nobody went for that idea. No, nobody was taking any chances. We didn't get in the water, but those are all some pretty unusual, you know, fun experiences, so.
Yes, I am perfectly content to just, you know, stay home and chat with you on the phone now and then and get the updates or get your postcards from your diverse places around the world and hear about these wild and crazy adventures, because I am just not as brave as you with all the things that you've done. What would you say is your least favorite travel experience?
Something I did recently was shark cage diving. There was so many reasons I didn't like that. I was seasick on the boat. There was very rough, choppy water. And so I just was nauseous, didn't feel good, you know. The water was cold, even in a wetsuit. And I don't like wearing wetsuits. I avoid them whenever possible because I just don't think humans were meant to wrap ourselves in rubber. And it was just terrifying down there. You know, I mean, all these scenes from Jaws just kept, you know, flashing through my mind, because it's not like one little great white swimming through the water. They throw out all this special chum, you know, but they call it some special mixture or something. But
that's terrifying.
They draw up all these great white sharks, and they're just coming at you with these huge open jaws, and then they're bumping the cage and hitting the boat and just, you know, up in your face. And you're just thinking like every horror movie you've ever seen where, you know, it's going to knock the cage open or knock it off the boat or, you know, eat a hole in the boat or whatever else. So that's something I don't care to do again. That would be one.
Okay, well, so the shark diving is your least favorite experience. So what would be your best experience?
Oh, I know this one. This hands down is an easy one. It was a sunrise hot air balloon safari over the northern Serengeti.
Now, you
would like to do that one, Sarah. It was a bird's eye view. You just float through the air. It was very calm, very relaxing, and you just got a whole different perspective of everything. And you could see impalas playing and hippos settling into the Mara River for the day. You could see lions sleepily making their way back to their den after a night of hunting. And so, I mean, it was just spectacular to see all of this, you know, and just be suspended in air like that. And then we landed in the middle of the bush, and we had champagne and crepes. It was just absolutely awesome. Yeah, so that was absolutely my favorite. And I would do that again and recommend that to anybody.
Wow, that sounds like a live-action version of the opening of The Lion King. Just all the really cool stuff you see at the beginning. I think I could probably handle a hot air balloon ride. I'm not getting on a plane, you know, if I can ever help it. But the hot air balloon ride, I think I could handle that. What would you say is your, I mean, do you have a favorite place? Could you even narrow it down to like one place?
Let's see. I would say it depends on what you're talking about here. My favorite city is London. I love London. You know, I used to live in London. It has so much to offer. I want to do a segment at some point about like the different side of London that tourists don't know. So I think that would be a good show to talk about a later day.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite country absolutely is America. I love traveling around the world, but I wouldn't give up my passport. I love our country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so much right here. I love taking road trips. I mean, you talk about not getting on a plane. I love day trips, cross-country trips, you know.
Me too.
Anything like
that.
I think those are great experiences. So my favorite continent now, you probably do know this, it's Africa. And there are so many reasons why, but I want to show you rather than tell you. So I've got a couple of special episodes planned in the future. If you stay tuned, then I can talk about it then. But
that sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. And I know too that people, if they visit your website, would be able to find photos you've taken on your African safaris and trips and whatnot. And so that's definitely a resource they're going to want to check out. But we'll give out that website link a little bit later. You've had so many adventures already. What adventures could you possibly still have on your bucket list?
You know, sir, believe it or not, I have a pretty long bucket list. There's a lot of experiences and a lot of places in this world. Yeah, I got a lot of them left. Madagascar is on my list. It has a very unique ecosystem, and I would love to go and spend some time, which, you know, is even farther south than South Africa, which I thought was the end of the world when I traveled there. So it's a long way away, but it's on my bucket list. And also at the top would probably be something you might be interested in would be the Orient Express from Paris to Istanbul.
Oh,
yes,
I think that would be
a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also the Trans-Siberian Railway that goes from European Russia to the far end of Asia. It's the longest train journey in the world. I think
mm-hmm.
that'd be pretty exciting because you would see so many different kinds of things. And I love rail travel. That's just a really fun way. When we were in South Africa last time, you know, we did 1,000-mile rail travel across the desert, and that's a really nice way to go. But I had to get on the plane to get to the train, though, Sarah.
Well, I guess that's true. I guess sometimes you do have to do it, unless you find a really, you know, a really great cruise that will take you across the ocean to get you over to Europe first. So, but that does sound like a whole lot of fun. And I'm actually surprised some of the wild and crazy adventures you have had, yet you haven't been on those two railways. So, is there anything else that you'd like to share that I haven't already asked you?
Yeah, I wanted to touch on adventure travel, the point of the show, because adventure travel, I think, means different things to different people. You know, in other words, we all have our own ideas as to what constitutes an adventure. You know, strictly
mm-hmm.
defined, it's a vacation or trip to a natural habitat or remote location with the specific purpose of active physical participation and exploration of a new experience. That came from Webster.
Okay.
But I believe that adventure is anything that's out of the ordinary, any kind of unique or once-in-a-lifetime experience. So that's, you know, I think everybody has a different idea of adventure travel, and that's what I'm going to do with this show here. I'm sure you're wondering, like everyone else, is what kind of adventures I'm going to talk about.
Oh, yes.
And if you notice, I've carefully chosen the word for the show, Terrence Talks Travel, Uber Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't call it great adventures or amazing adventures or even incredible adventures. I called it Uber Adventures because it's going to be the ultimate. Things that you didn't even know were out there. Experience there. So I really want to share a lot of different kinds of things with people. Everybody has a different idea of adventure. And a lot of people think adventure means you've got to be hiking and biking, and it's going to be very physically challenging. And there's a lot of adventures that are really rather easy physically. And so there's just a lot of different aspects to adventure travel. And also, I found that a lot of people, armchair travelers like you, you know,
mm-hmm.
they kind of like to live vicariously through other people and hear about this stuff. So
very
it's really
true.
Meant
yeah.
to appeal from armchair travelers to adventure travelers. You know, people, I've heard from people all the time when I'm traveling, they said they've been there and done that, and they're trying to find some kind of new experience or new place to go or something. But that's crazy because you can't live long enough to go everywhere and do everything. They just don't know everything that's out there. So
mm-hmm.
the point of this series is going to be to share all these different things with you there. And so I'm very excited about that. And I'm also going to have some special topics that I'm going to be discussing periodically in the series, as well as featuring on a specific adventure each episode. So I'm very excited. I've got a very special episode planned for the first episode. I don't want to give anything away, so I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you you'll have to stay tuned for it. But I'm very excited about the things that will be coming, and I promise that at some point you'll find something that you'll say, yeah, that's for me. Even you, Sarah.
Oh, wow. We'll see. We'll see. Well, I am, you know, I'm always amazed to hear about the adventures you've had. There are always ones that I haven't heard about yet, and this was definitely a fun opportunity because I got to ask some good questions, and of course you have all these wild and crazy answers. But I'm really looking forward to hearing more about your show, Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures, and I'll be tuning in. It's for anyone who's listening to this, you can hear the show at blogtalkradio.com/Terrence Talks Travel. And I mentioned earlier that Terrence has a ton of great travel info on her website, including photos of trips she's taken, but even more importantly, free travel reports and just all kinds of articles and tips for planning travel, whether it's adventure travel or just relaxing casual travel, whatever it is that you're looking for. And you can find all of that info at her website, which is TerrenceTalksTravel.com. So thanks so much for letting me be the one to interview you here on this first episode, and I can't wait to tune in.
Well, thanks, Sarah. You know, I just want to ask you, do you remember when you were a kid and every experience was just, you know, it was just new and exciting, you know, and wonderful, and then you grow up and you kind of get jaded a bit and all. And so I think that's what I love about travel is that, you know, you still can have all these new experiences and you can still feel like a kid when you're in the middle, because if you're snorkeling with a humpback whale, it's hard not to be excited, you know. And so there's all kinds of experiences that you can have, and it just kind of wakens up the child in you, which I think to some degree is very good. It's very therapeutic for all of us. So for my tagline at the end of each episode, I've come up with the quote, and it's from Dr. Seuss, and it's called, "We're you're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way." So that's what I hope that you'll do. These will give you ideas, and that you'll be able to travel with me either on the air or maybe I'll see you out there. But at the very least, please join me for our next episode of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. Until then, happy travels.